The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breast that which you nursed." He replied, "Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good evening.
Now, today we're celebrating the great vigil of the Solemnity of the Assumption, and it's right that it should be marked by a few noticeable things. Before the Mass, some of our prayers were so fiery and so fervent that we almost set the back area on fire. There was actually a small fire back there. The sticks that you normally use to light the fire, they caught fire in the glass jar with the sand. Well, I walked in and I saw it, and we got the fire out, but when we were putting water into the vessel, we learned that it was not tempered glass and it broke. Well, you know, in a way, that is an amazing sign, because sometimes our prayers are nice and calm, sitting where they should be in the candles. Other times they break forth in flame. And today is one of those days that we have to be fervent in prayer and shout to heaven with glory. And in the same way, we know that our earthly coil, our body, is like non-tempered glass. It can't contain the divine fire that it wants to have, and it will break and die one day. But just like we celebrate today through the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we know that we will be raised from the dead. Today we do celebrate the Queen of Heaven. Her glory is beyond description. If we tried to find a physical structure on earth to compare to her glory, we would fail. Maybe you would think of a majestic mountain covered in snow with the sun shining behind it. That's a nice thing to see, but it doesn't compare to her real glory in heaven. Or maybe you would think of a human structure, a temple like the Taj Mahal, said to be the most perfectly man-made building in the world. A comparison of Mary, the Queen assumed into heaven, and the Taj Mahal might go like this. The Taj Mahal has been described as a love song in marble. Completed in 1645, the magnificent marble mausoleum was built by Shah Jahan, India's emperor, in memory of his favorite wife, Mumtaz Mahal, and her name means the chosen one of the palace. Her maiden name was Princess Arjumand. Well, Shah Jahan, the emperor, loved her so deeply, he called her his Taj Mahal, meaning the pearl of the palace. But Princess Mumtaz Mahal died, giving birth to their 14th child, and the emperor was devastated. He never recovered. He was inconsolable. The best he could do was to summon a great architect from Persia to build the Taj Mahal. And he told the architect, "This has to be the most perfect memorial that has ever been made on the planet." 17 years were needed to build this enchanting edifice of gleaming white marble, embroidered with flashing jewels. It's an enduring monument to love that still inspires tourists, artists, and writers all over the world. And this beautiful love story gives us some idea of how much God must have loved Mary, the mother of Jesus. Because today's feast of her Assumption into heaven is proof of this. By raising her from the dead and taking her into heaven, body and soul, God demonstrated his undying love for Mary. Like Shah Jahan, God could not bear the death of his beloved. However, God could do what no Indian emperor could do. He raised his beloved from the dead and restored her to life, even more beautiful than before. Moreover, God didn't have to build a Taj Mahal to memorialize Mary. Her glorified body is itself a magnificent temple of the Holy Spirit. Why did Jesus give us his mother? Why in the plan of salvation do we have this great figure, the Mother of God? You know, many non-Catholics don't put much attention on the Blessed Virgin Mary, but we do. We recognize her as the Queen of Heaven and Earth. We know that Jesus took her up to heaven, body and soul, as soon as her earthly mission was over. This is the dogma of the Assumption, defined by the Church with an infallible papal definition. And it makes sense that the woman who bore God in her womb should be born by God into heaven and not left in a grave to turn back into dust. In fact, in the Old Testament, the queen of the kingdom of Israel was always the queen mother. So when you hear that in the Old Testament, when you hear that in scriptures about the queen of Israel, that's referring to the queen mother. One of the King Solomon's first acts when his father David gave him the throne was to raise his mother, Bathsheba, to his side to be the royal queen. And that was like a mini assumption. And there was a practical reason for this tradition. Old Testament kings used to marry more than one wife. So who was going to be queen? It couldn't be just one of the wives. That's why his mother was called the queen mother. But there was also a deeper prophetic meaning at work. God was already planning to send the Messiah through Mary, a virgin, to be intimately involved in the redemption. Because just as a mother Eve had been involved in the fall, Mary would be the new Eve who would bring about our redemption. So Jesus gives his mother a special place in the ongoing history of salvation because he wants to tell us something about his love for us. It is faithful, strong, and indestructible because he is our Father, the Creator. But it is also gentle, patient, and ever-present, always watching over us like a mother. Mary, our heavenly queen and spiritual mother, reminds us of this. You know, one of the ways we've been preparing for this great solemnity today, the vigil tomorrow for August 15th. August 15th is actually my birthday, too, so it's a very special day for me. Is the following novena prayer, which we've completed. But just in case you didn't get a chance to pray with us the last few days, I wanted to recite it for you so you could pray in your heart along with the novena we've been praying leading up to tonight. Lord Jesus Christ, you have destroyed the power of death and given the hope of eternal life in body and soul. You granted your mother a special place in your glory and did not allow decay to touch her body. As we rejoice in the Assumption of Mary, give to us a renewed confidence in the victory of life over death. You live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Mary, Queen of every heart, accept all that we are and bind us to Jesus with the bonds of love, that we may be yours forever and may be able to say in all truth, I belong to Jesus through Mary, our Mother, assumed into heaven and Queen of the universe, ever Virgin, Mother of God. Obtain for us what we ask for, if it be the glory of God and the good of our souls. Our Mother, assumed into heaven, we love you. Give us a greater love for Jesus and for you. O Queen, assumed into heaven, pray for us. Amen.